This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Campaigning for the first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand ended last evening. Polling in this phase will be held in 43 constituencies tomorrow. Star campaigners of both the NDA and the India Bloc made last-ditch efforts to woo voters in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with BJP workers in Jharkhand yesterday. On the other hand, senior Jharkhand Mukti Morcha leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren held an election rally in Palamu. Our correspondent reports that over 200 rallies were held during this phase of campaigning. Campaigning also concluded yesterday for by-elections to 33 assembly constituencies in 11 states and for Kerala's Wayanad parliamentary seat. By-polls will be held on Wednesday for 7 seats in Rajasthan, 6 in West Bengal, 5 seats in Assam, 4 in Bihar, 3 seats in Karnataka and 2 each in Madhya Pradesh and Sikkim. Besides, assembly by-polls will also take place for 1 seat each in Kerala, Chhattisgarh, Gujarat, Meghalaya. Meanwhile, in Maharashtra, all political parties are trying to reach out to the voters and convince them to vote in their favour in the assembly polls. Union Minister and BJP leader Piyush Goyal has said that the BJP's manifesto for Maharashtra promises a big vision supported by bigger action. Addressing a press conference in Mumbai, Mr. Goyal said the Mahayuti government will work towards simplifying everyone's life without any bias. On the other hand, senior Congress leader Ashok Gehlot addressed the press in Mumbai, where he claimed that Maharashtra will decide India's political direction in the coming time. President Draupadi Murmu will undertake a three-day visit to the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu beginning today. On the first day of her tour, the president will visit the aviary at Jampur, Government Engineering College and NIFT campus in Daman. On the second day, she will visit Namo Medical Education Research Institute in Silvassa. During her visit, the president will interact with the students and faculty of various educational institutions. She will also inaugurate Zanda Chowk School and address a public function at Silvassa. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday hosted a dinner in New Delhi to welcome the newly sworn-in Chief Justice of India, Justice Sanjeev Khanna, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. J. Shankar, former CJI Dr. Justice D. Y. Chandrachud, and other dignitaries, including judges of the Supreme Court and Chief Justices of the High Courts, also attended the dinner. The first Deputy Prime Minister of Russia, Denis Manturov, called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday. During the conversation, both the leaders exchanged views on enhancing cooperation in various areas, including trade and economic ties, energy, connectivity, among others. Mr. Modi lauded the efforts made by both sides to further strengthen India-Russia's special and privileged strategic partnership. Mr. Modi also extended his warm greetings to President Putin, saying that he is looking forward to continued exchanges with him. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated Dr. Naveen Ram Gulam on his historic electoral victory in Mauritius. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he talked to Dr. Ram Gulam and wished him great success in leading Mauritius. The Prime Minister extended an invitation to Dr. Ram Gulam to visit India. Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together to strengthen special and unique partnership. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan will inaugurate a two-day national workshop on higher and technical education with secretaries of states and union territories today. The workshop aims to disseminate various approaches and methodologies to implement National Education Policy NEP 2020 and effectively articulate the roadmap and implementation strategies. It also focuses on fostering knowledge exchange and providing a common platform to all stakeholders for ensuring effective and smooth implementation of the NEP 2020. The Indian hockey team started its campaign with thumping victory over Malaysia 4-0 at its inaugural match at the Women's Asian Champions Trophy in Ajmer. And that is the end of this news bulletin.